So you're a member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts in Kitsilano and around UBC at
On the Fringe Hair Design, Rufus Guitar Shop, Stormcrow Ale House, The Bike Kitchen, UBC Bookstore, Australia Boot Company, and so many more.
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Badanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday, the 1st of December, 2017, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksan, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, Charles Siegel and Kelly Sheridan, actors from The Realistic Joneses, a play by Will Eno, coming next week to the Culture Lab. We'll preview week 9 of Shindig 34 at Pat's Pub on Tuesday night, and we'll fill you in on what's happening elsewhere in theater and performing arts this weekend. Plus our usual call board and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Charles Siegel and Kelly Sheridan are here in the studio. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
So, you two are performing in a play called The Realistic Joneses.
Right.
Which has been described as a, I have the Globe and Mail review from a Tarragon production last year. Leaving no cliche undissected, taking each other's metaphors literally and exploring the unsettling depths of small talk. Does that kind of sum it up?
Well, that's certainly a significant part of it, yes. It also had a very successful run on Broadway in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really hailed. It actually won a Drama Desk Special Award.
Oh, that's a big deal.
An impressively inventive playwright.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, Meteor Shower opened yesterday or 2 days ago, the new play by Steve Martin on Broadway, with Amy Schumer. And in the review, mentioned the fact that he owed a lot to Will Eno.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah, that is interesting.
I mean, Will Eno is a very up-and-coming, successful playwright that nobody's heard of in Vancouver.
Yeah.
He won the Pulitzer, didn't he?
He was nominated.
He was nominated for the Pulitzer. Yeah.
Better than me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who are the Joneses and what makes them realistic?
Well, I guess they're just folks. Yeah. But what they're doing, and this is a tricky thing in the publicity, it's all about facing mortality and the reality of limitations in life, of those imposed on you and those within you of what you're capable of doing, which makes it sound pretty somber. But in fact, as the New York Times said, it is slyly hilarious. And it really is very, very funny.
Yeah.
Because the other thing it's doing is sort of looking at people interacting and the inadequacy of language.
Right.
As well.
I mean, the basic structure is sort of about next door neighbors.
Yeah.
Who share the same surname.
That's
yes.
right. So, so there's some myself confusion. And yeah. Peter Wilson play the new Joneses. Mm-hmm. We move in next door to the current Joneses.
And not the old Joneses.
No, the resident Joneses.
though we are the old Joneses as well.
I'm being diplomatic
yeah.
here. But I think what I remember reading an article that Willie Know was interviewed, and he said something like he wanted to create a play where the dialogue was just like how people talk in
right.
real life. So oftentimes dialogue takes strange right turns or characters trail off in the middle of something, overlap and interrupt
yeah.
each other. And so it's really exciting to play. The script does half of the work for you as an actor, which
yeah.
is really fun.
Yeah, and if for an actor that isn't used to that kind of dialogue, sometimes it's a bit of a challenge to find that rhythm too. That you know you know if you're not familiar with talking normally, you know you sort of fall into your usual pattern. So I mean, did you find any of those challenges at the beginning?
I think it's mostly it was not that easy to learn the lines because they are so broken and oblique and
yeah.
you know like real speech.
Right.
But one of the things you do is when you're learning the lines, you're trying figuring out exactly why the sentence has to be said that way.
Yeah.
And so once you've figured that out, then those words in that order is essential.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not that complicated.
Yeah, I find the ones that I trip up on, that's usually it's kind of a tool. It's a good indication of, I'm not really doing my acting work because I can't figure out, I can't ever remember the lines.
Yeah.
So it's because I'm missing something as an actor in that moment. So he's sneaky.
Yeah. Yeah.
It makes it quite easy for you if you're paying attention.
There's a trick, isn't it?
The script is just so good
yeah.
that, you know, there is that feeling that we could just sit there and speak it and it would be interesting to watch. At the same time, it is also fabulously responsive to your choices. I mean, and again, that sounds silly. Everything should be that way. But, for example, at one point, Joan Bryan, my wife, says to me, well, we communicate pretty well. And I say, yeah, it's a simple exchange. But again, if it's come to, yeah, well, we communicate pretty well. Yeah, that's one relationship.
Yeah.
But we communicate pretty well. Yeah. It's a totally different marriage,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And,
and they're both justified.
Yeah.
yeah.
You know, you can make both of those
exactly.
either of those choices.
Yeah. Not both.
No.
So it sounds like it's been an enjoyable experience for the two of you, or the four of you, the other actors as well, putting all of this together. And
absolutely. It's
yeah.
it's been wonderful to rehearse it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you see, because it is a significant, profound play that's very funny, it just is a wonderful feeling to be creating that. And
well,
let's
talk about that a bit. What do you mean by significant and profound? What about it is takes
well, you,
you
know,
there?
I think when a play has something really important to communicate,
yeah.
if it tells you the answer, then people go, oh, well, I don't accept that question or whatever.
Yeah.
But this play doesn't tell you anything. It shows you people interacting. And from that interaction, you have to figure out what that really, the significance of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you're dealing with the nature of life, the acceptance of mortality, and ultimately acceptance of limitations. And, you know, I mean, really, until you accept the fact that, yeah, you really are going to die, if you're fighting it, if you're denying it, if you're trying to manipulate your way around it, it's very hard to enjoy life.
Yeah.
And so that really is the progression that we are trying to reveal in the play that we think is actually in the script. But the script, funny as it is, completely naturalistic, is kind of oblique. So it just leaves it there for you to figure it out as you sit there and enjoy the ironic, slyly hilarious humor.
I think there's something in the play, too, for anyone to relate to,
yeah.
just because that's such a human, like a the human condition is dealing with your relationships or not dealing with your relationships with other people, whether that's marriage or something else, and dealing with just the fact that you're not going to be on this planet forever. We're here for, or not dealing with that.
And that you're not perfect.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean you should have to, you can't continue to try.
Yeah.
As I say, pretty profound stuff, but it's, you know, it's revealed rather than told.
Yeah. Come for the laughs, stay for the thanks.
Yeah.
We should put that on our
there you go.
Advertising.
Yeah. So you're playing it at Culture Lab.
Yep.
And you open next week. The dates I have are December 7th to 17th. So
that's right.
A short run, but plenty of opportunity to see it with some matinees. And you've got, oftentimes people do a pay what you can. You've called it pay what you decide.
Or actually pay what you think we deserve.
Yeah.
So I just finished writing up the little handout we're going to give.
Yeah.
We're doing that for the preview, which is actually on the 6th. So the day before the opening, we're having a preview. And then again, the Tuesday, the 12th, because it's hard to sell tickets on Tuesdays.
Yeah, funnily enough.
So those are pay what you decide. So when you get the tickets from the box office, they're free.
Right.
And then you get a handout. And then at the end of the show, you can decide how much you want to pay. And as I said, it's, you know, if your budget is tight or you thought the show stunk, you can give us less than the normal price, which is, you know, $30 a ticket for a regular and $20 for youth under 25.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think we were fantastic and your budget isn't so tight, you can give us some more, maybe a lot more.
Yeah.
We're going to have to act extra hard on those Tuesdays, Wednesday and the Tuesday.
I wanted to ask if either of you, like this production is being produced by Mint Collective, and that's an organization I don't know much about.
Well, because it never existed
before. There you go.
This is one of those, what is officially called now an artist collective.
Right.
It used to be called a co-op. It's established through a contract through Canadian Actors Equity.
Oh, okay.
So it is professional.
So this is...
But it basically means that nobody gets paid.
Right.
We pay the expenses, and then we all split the profits equally, basically.
Yeah.
And because we're brand new, we don't have any grants.
Yeah.
So, again, everything's going to be from the box office. Why we're hoping people will decide to pay us a lot more than the regular price occasionally.
We will not turn down any offers.
But we're all doing it because we just love acting.
Of course.
You know? I mean, it's...
Yeah, I think that's an indication.
Who's the director?
Big silence.
Aha!
No, I'll let you field that one, Charlie.
All right. It was a little complicated, and I asked her, should we make this a publicity issue? And everybody said, no, let's not. Basically, we asked a couple of people who we knew and trusted. The show we feel is a little complex, but we all were in really comfortable agreement about what it meant and what we wanted to say with it. And we couldn't find anybody whose schedule was made them available. So we decided to basically direct ourselves through committee. And that can be risky, but in fact, it's turned out fine.
Excuse me for laughing at that one.
Yes. And we do have a directorial consultant, Renee Iachi, who is the artistic director of Shameless Hussy, a former student of mine. And she is coming in now, basically, mostly to be there through tech rehearsals to sort of help set light levels and things while we're all on stage. But
Now that we're into runs, having someone running the show in its entirety, having someone on the outside of it. She's been fantastic.
You need a pair of eyes just to see the whole thing and sort of act as the audience.
Yeah. She's been great. She asks all the right questions and keeps us honest.
Most of us have directed quite a bit.
Yeah.
So it's fairly, we tend to try to direct. I direct myself the way I direct myself when I'm ever up, but I need somebody else to tell me if it actually makes sense.
Yeah.
But I'm certainly comfortable sitting back and telling Kelly what's working and isn't, which doesn't
need
to be done
right.
much.
You're usually right.
And it doesn't have to happen that often because you're usually right.
Oh, shucks.
All right, you two.
Kelly is awfully good, I've got to tell you.
All right. So it's the Realistic Joneses. It's playing at the Culture Lab at the Culch. Tickets are available through thecultch.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you open on, you said you have
we a hope, pre- Open on the 7th with a preview on the 6th.
Right.
And before we leave, I just have to tell you that the New York Times also said, a play like this does not appear often on Broadway. A pleasurable rush, virtually unmatched by anything I've seen this season.
Well, there you go. What else? What more do you need?
Exactly.
Well, Kelly Sheridan, Charles Siegel, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, David.
And
thanks.
I hope you have a great run.
Thanks.
Thank you. I hope you come to see it.
I do too.
Yeah.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you.
Sometimes it seems like the only thing you can count on in life is the fact that Mint Records will always have an Xmas party and always have it ridiculously early. This year, join Woolworm, Needles and Pins, Jay Arner, Supermoon, Kelarisa, and Dumb at the Astoria on December 2nd for music, presents, and Xmas fun.
CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts on Main Street at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Biltmore Cabaret, Red Cat Records, Lucky Comics, The Wallflower Modern Diner, Neptune Records, The Rag Machine, The Regional Assembly of Text, and so many more. Have you ever used or wanted to use a community lending library, collective workshop, or bike co-op? Come out to Making Space, questioning power and privilege in makerspaces on Wednesday, November 29th in the Mount Pleasant Neighborhood House from 5 to 8 p.m. to examine how power and privilege shows up in makerspaces and explore strategies that support more inclusive and equitable initiatives. Go to diversityandmakerspaces.eventbrite.ca to register for this event, and there'll be free food.
Thank you. Nikkei National Museum's Hastings Park 1942 exhibit marks the 75th anniversary of Japanese-Canadian internment. Visit the exhibit until January 13th to see Japanese Problem, a contemporary performance piece which offers a glimpse into a dark episode of history at the Pienese Livestock Barn. Nikkei National Museum is located in Burnaby and entry is by donation.
Let's get back to the radio here. CITR 101.9 FM, Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. Hey, if you're on campus this weekend, it is the last day of classes, and there's all kinds of weird Christmas stuff going on. But there's some events happening at the Belkin Art Gallery. There's a couple of concerts from the UBC School of Music, one this afternoon at 2 o'clock, where, let's see, UBC Contemporary Players are doing an afternoon concert. Inspired by the exhibition The Beautiful Brain, the drawings of Santiago Ramon y Cajal. And this is a graduate and undergraduate student ensemble from the UBC School of Music. And they will animate the gallery with a program that includes piano and vibraphone and features George Crumb's masterpiece, Vox Balinese. And then at 7 o'clock tonight, Corey Ham's piano class invites you to enjoy the four elements. Piano music inspired by earth, fire, water, and air, featuring works performed by Noah Ha, Andrew Hong, Isaac Yang, Jenny Kim, Peter Krejcikar, Matthew Leong, Matt Macedas, and many, many more. So that's at 7 o'clock tonight at the Belkin Gallery, Main Mall here at UBC. And then this is also the final week of Santiago Ramon y Cajal's exhibition, The Beautiful Brain. This is some stunning drawings by Spanish neuroscientist Santiago Ramon y Cajal. His drawings of the brain were not only exquisite, but also astounding in their capacity to illustrate the details of the brain's structure and function. So it's art and science combined at the Belkin Gallery, and that exhibition closes on Sunday. So you can go this afternoon to hear some music inspired by these drawings, and if you miss the show, they're still going to be up until Sunday. So check that out, Belkin Gallery, here, right here on the Main Mall at the University of British Columbia. All right, let's flip over to the Facebook page and see what's happening on the events. The Society for the Destitute presents Titus Bafunicus is still going strong. It closes on Sunday. It's playing at the Kulch Historic on Venable Street. And this is a Rumble Theater production, so you can go to Rumble Theater's website to find out more about that. And one more thing before we go back to the music here. Tonight, there will be a show of erotic fan fiction. It's the Content Warning Deathmatch for Christmas. Some of Vancouver's finest and most diverse talent compete in the smuttiest, sexiest, most hilarious competition you'll ever see. They've challenged 8 writers to come up with the most erotic fan fiction they can develop, utilizing the simple theme, Christmas. They'll be read aloud, blind, by performers on stage as you, the audience, decides who moves on to the next month's show to secure a shot spot in the season finale, Deathmatch. So it's a cold reading. So you get to watch actors read stuff they hadn't seen before, and it looks like it's a little bit smutty. So that'll be fun. That's going on at the 7, which is the 7 Lounge on East Broadway, Broadway and Manitoba, 53 East Broadway, and that gets underway at 7 o'clock tonight. Content Warning, Erotic Fan Fiction, Christmas Deathmatch. All right, I'm killing time while I find something to play. How about these guys? This is Mienz. Thank you. That's Mittens. They were the first band to win their week at Shindig, so they'll be performing in the semifinals coming up early next year. The final of the first round, week number 9 of Shindig, is happening this coming Tuesday at Pat's Pub on Hastings Street. Sorry, the Hastings Mill Brewing Company, formerly known as Pat's Pub and Brewhouse, all in one breath. So this week's bands are The Afrolution, Dammit Samantha, and Duck. We don't have any music by Duck, but we're going to hear from first Dammit Samantha and then Afrolution. And once again, you can hear them this coming Tuesday at the Hastings Mill Brewing Company at Hastings and Dunleavy, week 9 of Shindig number 34.
Nikifika kwa mta, nikifika kwa mta, ha. Hawa say wanna jump, makara wanna jump, jump. CID, CIA, MI6 Vatican, can. Middle finger waste man, Rasta man African, one time roller blunt. Nikifika kwa mta, nikifika kwa mta, ha. Hawa say wanna jump, makara wanna jump, jump. CID, CIA, MI6 FBI, Vatican, can. Fuck these Western mans, Rasta man African, one time roller blunt. One time roll a blunt. Yeah, yeah. Shari bring it back, 1-2. Mic check, 1-2. Ha. Afrolution is the crew. Shot off on the crew. So my dreams come true. 3D times 2. Yeah. Mau Mau with the crew. Bantu, what do you do? Salute my old mans. Rest in peace, take a shot. Look how far we done come. Foreign cars off the lot. Born and raised in the east. Hella seeds in the park. But we smoke it one time, yeah we smoke it one time, go.
nikifika kwa mta, nikifika kwa mta, ha. Hawa say wana jump, makara wana jump, jump. CID, CIA, MI6, Vatican, can. Middle finger waste man, Rasta man, African, one time roller black. Nikifika kwa mta, nikifika kwa mta, ha. Hawa say wana jump, makara wana jump. CID, CIA, MI6, FBI, Vatican, can. Fuck these Western mans, Rasta man, African, one time roller black.
Roller black.
Yeah, Rasta man, African, roller black. Let's go.
Just go. CIA, CIA, hey, all up on my ass by the way, hey, but I'm gone for a minute and I'm smoking as strong as you get it, so you know that a buddy MIA, hey, hey, baby, she know that a homie turned cray, don't give a fuck and my jacket don't suede and you know that a can't play, fuck a Western man, pull up with a half that gram, ayy, they can't even smoke that shit, I pulled up with Shari, that's a Rasta man, ayy, yeah, you got a problem fam, you got a problem fam, yeah, then I shoot that shot, hit him in the brain, ayy, yeah, I got that fam.
Nikifika kwa mta, nikifika kwa mta, ha, hawa say wanna jump, makara wanna jump, jump, CID, CIA, MI6, Vatican, can, middle finger waste man, Rasta man, African, one time roller black. Nikifika kwa mta, nikifika kwa mta, ha. Hawa say wanna jump, makara wanna jump. CID, CIA, MI6, FBI, Vatican, can. Fuck these Western mans, Rasta man, African, one time roller black. Yeah, yeah, one time roller black.
CITR and Discorder's Shindig is back for the 34th year and is hosted at Hastings Mill Brewing Company, formerly known as Pat's Pub, every Tuesday night.
We've curated a spicy roster of local musicians, and there are 27 bands, 27 winners, but someone has to take home the Shindig Windig crown from last year's champ, Little Sprout.
Come watch bands jam out, have fun, and battle it out for some rad prizes provided by our sponsors.
Sarah Fox Postering,
Nimbus Recording, Cannery Brewery,
Pandora's Box,
Vader Master Studios, Rain City Recorders,
Mint Records,
Music Waste, Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell,
Six Cent Press,
Blue Light Studios, Hastings Mill Brewery,
Print Print.
So come out to Pat's Pub December 5th for the CITR and Discorder Holiday Night with the Afrolution, Damn It Samantha, and Duck.
Am I wrong?
Man, they were nihilists, man.
Huh?
They kept saying they believed in nothing.
Nihilists. Me.
The Great Escape from Nihilism, Rediscovering Our Passion in Late Modernity by Dr. Gordon E. Karkner involves a journey out of the prison of contemporary nihilism and into a meaningful life trajectory. Rooted in the work of Canadian premier philosopher Charles Taylor, this book is a relevant read for students and faculty. You can find it at the UBC or Regent bookstores.
Who's the f***ing nihilist around here, you bunch of f***ing crybabies?
Howdy! Almighty Samurai Tyrone here. I want to tell you to listen to my favorite show, Spicy Boys, Wednesday at 12 a.m. Unless you are a normie, then please leave.
Hi, it's Louis Crochu, one of the hosts of the show. I gotta say, this is a good one. Wow, I give it the Louis Crochu seal of approval. Thumbs up, great job. At CITR 101.9 FM.
From Russia, weekly punk rock radio show on CITR, presented to you by Stomp Records from Montreal. Every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. on 101.9 FM.
That's Russian punk rock.
If he says so. I don't know. Anyway. CITR 101.9 FM, Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. Boca del Lupo Productions, You Are It. Written by Sherry J. Yoon, Deborah Williams, performed by Carmen Aguirre and Deb Williams. And it's going on as part of the micro performance series at the Fishbowl on Cartwright Street on Granville Island. It's happening now until the 9th of December. So you got about a week left on that one. This is a brand new production, brand new creation by Sherry Yoon and Deb Williams. And it's. Well, I'll give you the description from the Georgia Strait. Deb makes friends with people on the bus and invites them home for dinner. Carmen claims she would literally kill, as in spill blood, if a sister asked her to do it. And that's sort of the extremes of the continuum of friendship brought to light in You Are It, a bracingly honest look at how a female friendship develops. As I said, it's going on at the Fishbowl on Granville Island. You can go to bocadellupo.com for more information about that one. Also going on tonight, it's Festa. This was one of the big hits from the Fringe Festival last year, 2016. It's two actors playing basically their entire family. It's Sandra Madreos and Maria Cruz. And it's an evening of food, drink, fun, and entertainment. And you sit in a restaurant trying to enjoy a meal while a family performs around you. It's great fun. It has wonderful moments, and it's very enjoyable. And I'm not giving it any kind of justice. And as an added bonus, Maria just posted that it's taking place on a historic date. It's a holiday in Portugal called the Restoration of Independence Day. And that is commemorating an event that happened on the 1st of December, 1640. And so you can celebrate with them. It's a family gathering celebrating an important event. And it's happening at the Casa Verde restaurant, or is it Casa? Casa Verde restaurant. And that's at 16th and Commercial, 3532 Commercial Street in Vancouver. So it's not Commercial Drive. It's as you get past... I think it's 14th. Commercial Drive veers to the left and becomes Victoria Drive. You just make a quick right turn and you're on Commercial Street. And that's where Casa Verde Restaurant is. So that's happening tonight at 7 o'clock. Tickets include your full meal. And let me see. I had the menu up here and now I've lost it. Anyway, lots of great Portuguese delicacies included in. Here we go. Your tickets include a three-course Portuguese meal, live musical entertainment, and a chance to win a fabulous gift basket from Famous Foods. They're $50. You can get the tickets at eventbrite.ca. It's Festa, F-E-S-T-A, an evening of Portuguese entertainment, and you don't want to miss that. There's that. And I think there was one other thing we were going to talk about before we moved on here. Always try to wait for the Facebook stuff to load up. Saw The Day Before Christmas at the Arts Club at the Olympic Village, the Gold Corp stage. That's a wonderful show. A bunch of friends of the show are involved with that. It's written by Allison Kelly, directed by Chelsea Haberlin. Paul Herbert, who has worked on a lot of stuff that we've done here, and he plays the dad. It's a great cast, great kind of a festive show, but doesn't quite go the direction you thought it would go, but it's still entertaining. And that's The Day Before Christmas at the Gold Corp. And here's another event. Our friend Melissa Wee has been doing a lot of storytelling stuff. Melissa's an actor you've probably seen in shows at the Arts Club and various other venues around town. And she's doing an evening of stories through Dark Glass Theater, and it's called Trespass. And it's happening at Pacific Theater on Sunday, December 3rd. So there's a Facebook page for that, which we'll link on our Facebook. And you can also check out Pacific Theater for more information on that. Tomorrow night is the Mint Records ridiculously early Christmas party. That's happening at the Astoria Hotel on Hastings Street. A bunch of bands, including Supermoon and Jay Arner and Woolworm, are going to be playing. And so are these guys, Needles and Pins. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions and outs here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. We're starting off with Fraser Valley Stage, still looking for someone, a mezzo-soprano singer, to take on the role of Tessa in Gilbert and Sullivan's The Gondoliers. This is a production that's going to be happening in February and early March at the Abbotsford Arts Centre, but it's also going to England. It's going to be they're taking it to perform in the International Gilbert and Sullivan Festival at Harrogate in the United Kingdom in August. So if you're looking forward for an opportunity to head over the pond and do some singing, contact Margaret Kennedy at the Fraser Valley Stage, formerly the Fraser Valley Gilbert and Sullivan Society. We have our first audition for Fringe 2018, Trudomania, the musical. It's an all-new Canadian musical drama set in 1968. It's going to be part of Vancouver Fringe 2018 in September of next year. But the auditions are happening now for the next week, and they're looking for four women and two men between the ages of 18 and 34, plus a man age 21 or older. Applicants must have good singing skills. DK McLeod at telus.net is the person to contact on that. Renegade Arts Company doing Rent, directed by Don Ewan. That'll be happening in the spring at the Shop Theater on East Broadway. The auditions are tomorrow and next Saturday, December 2nd and 9th. The address is 3030 East Broadway. Renegade is an equal opportunity company and encourages submissions from all actors of all cultural backgrounds. They have a Facebook page that you can find out more about. Peninsula Productions in White Rock, they've got a couple of auditions. One is for a play called The Dixie Swim Club, and that's going to be directed by Wendy Ballard. It's happening in July at the Coast Capital Playhouse in White Rock. The auditions are tomorrow and Monday, the 2nd and 4th. They are looking to cast women who are comfortable with comedy, who are in the 40 to 50 age range. So casting is open to all ethnicities. PeninsulaProductions.org. And they are also doing a staged reading in February. There'll be two performances for that one. One is on Sunday the 4th in White Rock, Sunday February 4th in White Rock, and the other is February 7th in Surrey. The play is called The Father by Florian Zeller. The casting includes one elderly gentleman, two men in their 40s, one woman in her 20s, one woman in her 30s, and one woman in her 40s. This is a staged reading, and it'll be happening, as I said, in February. The auditions are in December 14th, at Peninsula Productions in White Rock, and you can contact peninsulaproductions.org for more information on this or on the Dixie Swim Club. North End, Community Players, doing Crimes of the Heart by Beth Henley. That is going to be happening in April, and the auditions are on Sunday and Monday at Henry Hall in North Vancouver, and this is North End Community Players' entry into the Theatre BC Festival that happens in the spring. Theatre Under the Stars, this summer they're doing Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella, and they are holding auditions now. Theatre Under the Stars, of course, happens July 4th to August 24th in Malkin Bowl. The auditions are on the 5th, 9th, and 10th of December at Malkin Bowl. Audition requirements and all information is available at the Tuts blog at tuts.ca, and they encourage submissions from all artists with a broad range of ethno-cultural backgrounds. Awkward Stage Productions, doing a play called Milk Milk Lemonade by Joshua Conkle. It's directed by Seamus Farah, and it's happening in May at CBC Studio 700. Their auditions are in 2 weeks, December 14th and 17th, at the Arts Umbrella on Granville Island. And they encourage performers from all cultures, races, ethnicities, gender identities, mental and physical abilities to apply for an audition. If you want to find out more, contact Sarah at awkwardstageproductions.com. And finally, Anne of Green Gables is being produced by Theatre in the Grove at in Langley. That show is going to be up in February. The auditions are happening in a couple of weeks, December 16th and 18th, at the Northwest Langley Baptist Church. They are looking for people who can play teens, ranging in age, or who can, growing from the age 13 to 19. The play covers those years, in other words. And they're also looking for adult actors as well. So find out more. Go to theaterinthecountry.com and go to the auditions page. And if you want details on these or any other audition notices, go to vancouveractorsguide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And we do have time to let you know about a couple of other events that are coming up. One is happening tonight. It's called The New Conformity. And this is, let's see, yeah, they've got one show left tonight at 8 o'clock. It's happening at Presentation House in North Vancouver. It's an award-winning theatrical social commentary packed with high-level circus skills. It's a cause-and-effect production, smashing the audience's preconception of the juggling arts. New Conformity uses juggling as the background of a touching story with engaging silent characters and laugh-out-loud humor. So if you like touching stories and you like laugh-out-loud juggling and humor, this is the show for you. It brings to light a universal struggle of the modern age, the comfort of conformity versus the freedom of individuality, all told through tightly choreographed prop manipulation, martial arts, and physical theater. It's only $15. It's happening at Presentation House in North Vancouver. One show left. That's tonight at 8 o'clock. And now we are done. And that's our show. Thanks a lot for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Just send your information to DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com, and remember to like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show, or you want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. Lots of great programming coming up this afternoon, including at 3:30, the one and only Nardwar, the human serviette. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Happy last day of classes and enjoy your exams. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
One, two, three, I'm talking away. I don't know what I'm to say, I'll say it anyway. Today's another day to find you shying away. I'll be coming for your love, okay?
Take on me, take me.